AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has all but guaranteed millions of Americans will face sharply higher health care costs next year. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Senators rejected a Democratic bill to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, which expire in weeks. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had urged colleagues to extend them.
It means our health care system averts a disaster.
But number two Senate Republican John Barrasso argued it would instead prolong a disaster.
Mr. President, Obamacare has failed so badly that Democrats continue to use taxpayer dollars to try to hide the failures.
But the Senate also rejected a GOP proposal to create new health savings accounts. After that,
January 1st is coming. Republicans are responsible for what happens next. This is their crisis now, and they're going to have to answer for it.
While at the White House,
the president is working with his healthcare policy team here at the White House, as well as Republicans on Capitol Hill, to find a solution.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked if the Trump administration is ruling out more vessel seizures in Venezuela.
I will just reiterate that the Trump administration is executing on the president's sanction policies and the sanction policies of the United States, and we're not going to stand by and watch sanctioned vessels sail the seas with black market oil, the proceeds of which will fuel narco-terrorism of rogue and illegitimate regimes around the world.
In the Senate, Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen says this is more than just about drugs.
The real goal here is clearly regime change in Venezuela and accomplishing regime change by force. And if that is the case, this requires obviously congressional action under the War Powers Resolution.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed solidarity with the Venezuelan people. This is AP News. AP sports correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt is in a hospital
after experiencing lung discomfort. A team spokesman says Watt reported the issue to the club's medical staff on Wednesday and was sent to the hospital on Thursday. Watt's status for Monday night's game against Miami is uncertain. The 30-year-old had started 56 straight regular season games for Pittsburgh. Watt has led the NFL in sacks three times in his nine seasons with the Steelers. In 2021, he tied a league record with 22.5 sacks. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Fernando Mendoza was named the Associated Press Player of the Year in college football after leading unbeaten and top-ranked Indiana to its first Big Ten championship since 1967 and the number one seed in the college football playoff. The redshirt junior quarterback was an overwhelming choice. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.